Prime listener supported KTOO. Welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan and on demand as a podcast. It's Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Boston Christopher, Gunath Cheesh, Hawa Salamat, for joining the conversation. On today's show, this January, life coach Julie Peters will share a course on manifesting at the library over 8 weeks. We'll chat about what manifesting is and how you can get involved. The Juno Jumpers Winter Camp is happening January 4th through the 6th. It's for grades first and up with an interest in jump roping. We'll chat with the coach and one of the jumpers. And we'll check in with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council about their upcoming events. Those conversations, music, and more coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon.
Hansen Gress, Ka eat with the Shu Yi, we Kashuk are ye tin. Jin Katka K Jin Talk, Anakaya Haanikak, Gunish Cheesh.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You are listening to community-supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Before we get started, a couple announcements. KTOO turns 50 this January, and we're marking this milestone by celebrating you, the community that has supported locally owned airwaves in Juno for 5 decades. As part of our celebration, we'd love to hear how KTOO impacts you. We're looking for audio submissions that are up to 90 seconds in length that share your thoughts, memories, driveway moments, and personal stories about the station that we can use on the air. To submit, record your message on your smartphone and email it to junoafternoon@ktoo.org. Instructions for getting good audio can be found on our homepage at kto.org. You'll see a banner in the upper right. We look forward to hearing from you. Gunath Cheesh. And programming note, Juno Afternoon will take a break from live shows from December 25th through January 15th. Live shows will return on Tuesday, January 16th. However, over the break, you can tune in for the 2023 Juno Afternoon Year in Review episodes as we look back on 2023 and highlight some of the interviews and events that we covered on the show. Gunath Cheesh for your continued support of the show, and we look forward to sharing further with you in conversation in 2024. You are listening to community-supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 Juno, 91.7 Juno Auk Bay, and online at ktoo.org. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Julie Peters is a life coach who supports others through the lens of mindset work and creative expansion. And starting January 6th, on Saturday, January 6th, she will be offering a course, Manifesting 101. It will run for 8 weeks, and drop-ins are welcome anytime, any one of those weeks that you might be there. It will take place at the Valley Library. To register, you can email juliepeterscoaching@gmail.com. And there is no cost for this course. So, what is manifesting? Why should we be wanting to do it? I'm joined now by Julie Peters to chat about that and more. Gunath Cheesh Hatnyugudi, thank you for coming. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Boston.
Of course, Julie, it's so nice. So let's start with you, though, before we get into the course. I'd love to hear more about you and your work. What inspired you to become a life coach?
Yes, it started with my own personal development, taking courses, hiring coaches, going to workshops. I just got back from a retreat in Prague, Czech Republic, to just expand myself, to be aware of my limiting beliefs and replace those with powerful beliefs and learning, you know, we all come to this world with a paradigm that we developed from birth to 7 or 8 years old. And basically, from our parents, from our family members, from our community, from our culture, we start absorbing information about what's okay and what's not okay. And we start altering who we are at a very young age to fit in for survival purposes. And part of that, we call that your paradigm, what you've learned in that amount of time in your early years. And a lot of that is deviating from who you really are, deviating from the power you really have. And so manifesting goes into, you know, you really have to look at that paradigm, because you can have in your conscious thinking really positive thoughts, but if it doesn't line up with your subconscious that has been taught, you're not really good enough, you're too loud, you're not smart enough, any of those limiting beliefs, then we're going to manifest what's coming from the subconscious, not what's coming from the conscious mind.
Right, right. Yeah, it's interesting, because I think, you know, it feels like everybody could use a coach in life. You know, there's so many situations that come up. I mean, we hear about it, and, you know, some people have therapists, which is different than life coaching, but it's sort of really about figuring out where you are working in and how you're working in this life that we're leading. And I always think, like, you know, everybody needs an assistant, you know, everybody needs some help getting through. I mean, I've had life coaches since before life coach was even really a word, and became sort of more of a thing. And it's just, it's so interesting, because I do feel like the folks who are drawn to that sort of calling to be a life coach have done that work on themselves already. Like, they've been there and they're like, okay, now I can help others. Now I can sort of reach out and say, okay, this is what I faced and am facing still. And nobody has all the answers, right? So it's just figuring out, how do we navigate it? And can we get a little push? Can we get a little help from someone who might be able to see it maybe even a little bit more objectively than we're seeing it, and can hear the things we're saying in our brains or the way we speak? Because I think what you hit on it, like, that stuff you get taught as a child or that you hear as a child, really affects who you become as an adult. And sometimes it's unlearning some of those ways that we speak to ourselves, right? And that is what I love about life coaching. So that's really cool. When did you get started doing that?
I started on my own personal journey 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've just, the intensity has increased over the years. And you're absolutely right. This is an unlearning process, because we aren't always very aware of ourselves. We think we are.
Yeah.
But we're really not.
Right.
And it's a deep dive to look at, to dig down and find these limiting beliefs, because you may ask someone, you know, do you feel worthy? Do you feel lovable? You know, are you good enough? Yeah, I am. But the actions they take, the results they're getting in their life would tell you otherwise, that in their conscious mind, they're trying to say, yeah, I'm worthy. But deep down in their subconscious mind, there are other messages that are opposing. And so manifesting is really the combination of your thoughts, the feelings that come from your thoughts, and then the actions you take. So if you have positive thoughts, and you have in your subconscious mind positive you think that you truly believe those positive thoughts, then you'll have a feeling of, you know, competence and confidence and worthiness. And when you have a feeling, it's actually a vibration. I'll dip into the a universal law here, the law of vibration. It says that everything is made of energy, and so everything is vibrating. Everything. This water bottle, the microphone, the headphones, everything is vibrating, which means it's giving off a frequency. And frequencies can be measured. We know that, right? And so we as individuals have a dominant frequency, and we're emitting that out into the universal field. And so now we get to the law of attraction, which a lot of us have heard about and know about. And the law of attraction simply says the vibration that you're putting out, you'll receive things back in your reality, the results in your life, on that same vibrational level. So if I'm vibing really low and I have a subconscious mind filled with limiting beliefs and doubts, maybe I have depression, anxiety, that I'm emitting that out. And that's what those things on that frequency come back to me in my life. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, you feel that you're like, God, what is going on? You know, I'm just, life is kind of hitting me, and you're just on that frequency, and that's, you're attracting that same frequency back to you. So the goal is to be intentional with your thoughts that will control how you feel, that will control how you behave and act in the world. And if we're intentional about it, we're going to be working on a high vibe, and then we're attracting high vibrational things into our life, from money, from love, relationships, professional jobs, whatever it is, anything can come back on that same vibrational level. So the truth is, we're always manifesting. Always. Now, now, now. We're always manifesting. So the idea is to be intentional about it, to have awareness about what your thoughts are, how it's making you feel, and then how it's making you act. If I'm anxious and depressed, which I have been, I feel a lower vibration, right? I feel, we have these words, anxious and depressed. They're actually frequencies that we have names for. And so that's what's going to be coming to me. But I have the power to tune into my thoughts and go, oh, that's a really negative thought. I'm not interested in investing in that anymore. And if you can catch yourself and learn to replace it, then you feel differently. Oh, today I feel a little bit better. You have a higher vibration. You're emitting out into the universal field, and then higher vibration things come back to you.
That is awesome. And I know that some people may have heard of, you know, there was that book years ago, The Secret, right? Which yes. was one that I think was in the zeitgeist about how you would do something like this. And, you know, people have found so many different ways of, you know, sort of channeling energy, like you're talking about, channeling these things. And, you know, some of it can feel new agey, some of it can feel more scientific. I remember learning about, you know, neuro-linguistic programming, which is basically how do we speak to ourselves, right? And how do we, and it's basically what this is saying things to yourself, and even in the physical manifestation that you have in your body. Like I was an actor years ago, and you know, we would study things like, well, if you walk around with your shoulders drooped and a frown on your face, you're probably going to put yourself in a bad mood, just mm-hmm. because the word emotion was, you know, sort of, you know, it's like we're, feelings in motion. Yeah. Energy in motion. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing that, it kind of like will give you that. But if you can stand up straight, put a smile on your face, I mean, it is that weird phrase of like fake it till you make it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can get through a moment by changing your physical energy and also how you're speaking to yourself, which is basically what you're talking about here in terms of manifesting, right?
Yes.
Which is so great. So I'm really curious, like, about the course that you're going to offer, which is going to begin in January 6th, so right after the new year. Great time. Mm-hmm. We all like that beginning of the year renewal situation. And you're going to be doing this course for 8 weeks. It's 1 hour a day. It's going to be at the Valley Library. And I think it's every Saturday from, is it 1 to 2 p.m.?
1 to 2, yes.
1 to 2. And you can drop in if you can't make it to the first one. You just email Julie at juliepeterscoaching@gmail.com. And you can work out a schedule with her. You can see what's available or when it is. And it sounds like it's going to be just open for drop-ins as well, if you happen to be in the Valley or want to head out to the Valley and do that. So over the course of this 8 weeks, I'm imagining you're going to talk about what is manifesting, how do we do that, why would we want to do that. Mm-hmm. But give us a little preview of kind of the kinds of things that we might expect to learn in this course.
Yes. One of the things, you know, I have a great Bob Proctor. I learned from him a stick figure that is exactly that. It's a stick figure, but it breaks the head, the brain and mind into two parts, the conscious and the subconscious, and then how it relates to the body. And so we can explore all of this, the formula for manifesting, through this very simple stick person figure. We'll be talking about the formula, you know, to get a little bit more exact. When you want something, you have to imagine it. You have to really go deeply into your imagination, preferably in a meditative state, because when you're in theta and alpha brain waves, you do get in that meditative state, and you're more closely connected to the universe and less connected to the outside world we live in. But when, so you imagine it repeatedly, you have a goal, you have a dream, and you repeatedly imagine it. If you write it down every day, that's even better. You, as you're imagining it, you take on the feelings as if you've already achieved it. So that's a biggie. So, and then you have to take action. This is not, I'm going to wish it and think it and feel it, and then it's going to come to me. You have to take action. It's like you have to meet the universe halfway. And when you do, the laws of physics bring your dream or your goal to you. And then if you're taking action, you're able to receive it.
Do you feel like maybe that's one of the things that stops a lot of folks? I mean, everybody has a dream they want to do. Everybody has something they wish they could learn or do something. But, you know, it's like I might say, I want to learn how to play the guitar. But if I don't actually take any action to learn how to play the guitar, but I might like buy a guitar and a book and a thing. I might do something, but then I don't actually take the recurring steps of action to make that happen. And I feel like, because I mean, we all have dreams. We all have things that we would love to do, you know, but then it's like, what are we actually doing to achieve those? So do you find in working with folks that that seems to be one of the things that hinders them is actually taking the actions to move forward? Because sometimes people don't know what that is, which is where a life coach can come in and help you, right?
Exactly. Yes. I think that's a common misconception and maybe why people might breeze over the topic of manifesting because it sounds too good to be true. And that would be too good to be true if you could just wish it and it would happen, right? But that's not really fair. You're not doing your part. So, and you mentioned the secret. That's kind of what happened with that is the secret gave you part of the formula, but not all of the formula. And so some people may have attempted it and thought, oh, that didn't really work for me. But
they put a note in their wallet that they want to do something. But unless you actually take the time to take action towards that thing, it's not just going to happen because you put a wish in your wallet.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And then people might be like, well, if you're imagining it and you're feeling it and you're taking action on it, aren't you just doing it? The difference is when you do the formula, you really are enacting laws of physics that shrink. It shrinks time and space. It brings your goals and your dreams to you. You're not, we can achieve our dreams and goals with hard work, persistence. A lot of times people will lead to burnout. They're working so hard and trying to get it. But if you're manifesting properly, it's like having a tailwind the whole time. There's quote unquote coincidences that happen. Oh, I met the right person at the right time. I was looking for someone to help me with this project. And, you know, this person showed up. It might be as simple as a parking spot in the right place when you're running late. If you start tuning in, you'll realize there is a force supporting you towards your dream because it's the laws of physics enacting when you use the formula correctly.
What is that great phrase? I can't remember it exactly, but opportunity. It's like luck is opportunity meeting, you know, hard work or something like that. Like it's like things don't really, you know, luck doesn't necessarily happen. Like you have a part, like you're talking about, you have to do your part to make the luck happen. You have to put yourself out there. And that's hard for people, right? That's hard for some folks to do, to put themselves out there. Cause there's the way you mentioned it, anxiety, there's apprehension, there's being, you know, fear. The thing that will, you know, make nothing happen is the fear of having to do something, right? And so I think that's really great. And it seems like that's what this course will begin to let people in on, is some of the ways that this can manifest for themselves. So you have to manifest yourself and register for this course. But before we go, I wanted to ask you about one more thing. You mentioned to me, you were talking about how you wanted to raise the vibration and consciousness of the people of Juno in terms of well-being and self-fulfillment. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. When you are keeping high vibrational thoughts and taking high vibrational actions, your dominant vibration is higher. When my energy bumps into yours, which our energies are bumping into each other right now, you have about a 6-foot energy field around each of us. And so if I'm coming in with high energy and I'm feeling good, I'm impacting your energy. You probably have felt before, you get around certain people and you're like, wow, I feel really low. They're kind of draining. You know, you can feel people's energies. So really what I want to do is help people understand the power that they have that we've just not been taught, and to get people thinking in higher thoughts and believing in themselves more and having this higher energy emitting out into the universe. So I'm not just impacting your energy. I'm really impacting the energy of everyone in Juneau, of Southeast Alaska. Everything is one. Everything is connected. And so I just have this dream of raising the dominant vibration of Juneau and then Southeast and then Alaska and beyond, really.
And you're taking action by offering a free course for the folks of Juneau. It's Manifesting 101. It's going to be taking place at the Valley Library. It starts January 6th. It's from 1 to 2 p.m. And it runs through for 8 weeks. I think that's till about February 24th or so. And you can register and or ask more questions by emailing juliepeterscoaching@gmail.com. That's juliepeterscoaching@gmail.com. Remember, there's no cost for this course and drop-ins are welcome. It's really been a pleasure to talk about this with you today, Julie. I'm going to thank you for coming in and sharing a little bit about this, and let's all take some action.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Up next, do you like to jump? Do you like to jump rope? Well, the Juneau Jumpers has a winter camp that you will want to be a part of. We'll find out more next on Juneau Afternoon from KTOO. This is Juneau Afternoon from your listener-supported public media station, KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. JuneauJumpers.org is offering a winter camp for students from first grade and above. It will take place at Marie Drake Gym on January 4th, 5th, and 6th, and registration is now open. And here to tell us more is some Juneau Jumpers. Let's find out who we have in the studio with me today. I think I have Heath, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, scoot forward a little bit closer to the mic as well. And your name?
Mila Neely.
Hi, Mila. Nice to meet you. And then over here, who do I have?
My name's Leslie Kalbrenner.
You're the coach.
Coach, that's right.
You're the coach. Coach Kalbrenner.
Coach Kalbrenner.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. And we have Heath and Mila, and you both are jumpers.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So I'm really excited to have you all here. So Gunath Chishaye Adi for coming in today. And so who wants to tell us about Juneau Jumpers just as a program? They're pointing to the coach. Scoot just a little bit forward
sure.
there for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Juneau Jumpers is, we've been a part of the Juneau community since the early 80s. Mm. So the program's evolved a lot over time. I'm actually a former jumper myself. So I've been jumping for over 30 years now.
The student became the master and is now teaching the students.
Actually, no, these kids have all surpassed me. So I'm once again a student. But it's essentially a performance-based group. We do workshops and we love to promote the sport. Historically, we've been a competitive jump rope team, but that's we've shifted focus towards performance and sport promotion now. And we get travel trips in, and we try to do as many performances as we can. That's been a whirlwind for the last couple weeks. We're trying to hit as many elementary schools as we can to promote our clinic that's coming up over the winter break. But it's a cool sport because it has a little something for everybody. So there's individual,
individual
jumping. There's group jumping. There's speed and power. There's freestyle and creative jumping. So yeah, there's really something for everybody.
And just so I know, Leslie, what is the name of the other person that's here with us today?
This is Little Lou.
Little Lou.
Yep, 5 months old today. She had just woken up, so I had to run out. Like, now she's under my shirt.
We thought 3 o'clock was nap time, but right. Maybe not. She's like, I want to be on the radio too.
Yeah, she is first time on the radio. Nope.
That's awesome. So Mila, how did you get involved in Juno Jumpers and why?
Well, I had been jump roping with like a school program for a while since I think I was 5. And then when I was like in third grade, my dad was like, you should go to this camp. And I was like, okay. And we did. And it was so much fun. And then I stayed for the tryouts and I got on and I was really excited.
So you're part of the team that also competes as well, right? Because it's a jump roping team, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you travel places to compete or how does that work?
Well, when I first joined the team, we did travel to like regionals and it was really competitive. And now there's like a little less members on the team, but it's a little less competitive, which is kind of nice because it gives us more time to focus on stuff like shows.
And Heath, how often do you all meet?
We meet Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 6.
So after school, usually. And this is a program for first grade and above. So all the way through high school, right?
Third grade and above.
Third grade and above. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So third grade and above. But is the camp for youngers as well?
Yep. First through 12th
grade. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the main group of the Juno Jumpers is third grade and above. So if you're interested in getting involved with that, that's what age you want to be. But if you want to do this camp, this little camp that's happening over the winter break, and you want to sort of start to get involved and see if your little one might want to do it, first grade and above.
Right. And the cool thing about Juno is that almost every elementary school has a program of some kind. So we like to see jumpers who have been in one of these little satellite programs for a few years or who have been coming to our camps for several years in a row before they try out for the Juno Jumpers.
I see. Okay. So can anybody take the camps that happen throughout the year, is that what can happen? And then there's people that you have to sort of try out for the team, as it were.
Right. So we have tryouts. We had a small mini tryout this fall, but our big tryouts are right after our winter camp. So the camp is the 4th, 5th, and 6th of January.
Yeah.
And then the tryout spans three of our practices. 17.
15th to the 17th.
15th to the 17th and the 22nd. So Monday, Wednesday, Monday. So three. So the tryouts, if anyone third grade and above can try out and they come to our practices and they meet all the kids and they have a little list of requirements that they work through over the course of three full practices.
I see. Okay.
So they can go home and work on their own and come back.
Gotcha.
And the entire practice is focused, our jumpers are focused on helping the incoming jumpers work through their requirements and feel comfortable with everything we're asking them to do.
Gotcha. And Heath, you are, I was told you're the oldest jumper.
Yes.
So, and how old are you?
I'm 17.
17. So is this your last year in the jumpers?
No, I plan on staying. I'm a 11th grader.
Okay.
At Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
I plan on staying local for a few years.
Okay.
University.
And maybe you're going to become sort of an assistant coach, or it sounds like you're already doing
some of that.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what your role is then in terms of how it works. Like you're part of the team, but you're also helping the younger folks. And so give me an idea of like what your day is like when you're doing a practice.
Well, I sit a lot, but whenever I'm needed, I know everything that needs to be done and I can assist anyone with anything that is needed for practice.
Okay. And how long have you been doing it?
I was doing little things when I was really young, but I started a satellite program in 4th grade.
Wow. So you've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
Always with Juno Jumpers, right?
4th and 5th grade, Leslie was my satellite location, like the owner of Auk Bay Ropers when I started. So she's been my coach.
Wow.
The entire time.
Wow. So you've really seen the growth from Heath as a little person jumping rope and then now to almost adult and jumping rope and now assisting the younger kids.
Yeah. And that's, it's a really unique sport. So the kids who are really into it at a young age, they often are still jumping and at the end of high school. So I've seen a lot of kids grow up through this program. And even Mila, she left for a few years. She moved away, but she moved back. And it's just so exciting to see her as an older jumper as well.
Are you going to help out with the camp as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what this camp is going to entail for the folks who might be interested in signing someone up.
Well, it's going to be like at the end of winter break, right? And mm-hmm. is it 3 days, right? Yeah, 3 days. And you really just come and we like show you some tricks and you like start at whatever level you're at. And then we work with what you can do and try to improve a little. And then it's really fun because isn't at the end, there's like a little mini show that we put on. And then a lot of it, if you're like interested in joining, we work on some of the like requirements for the tryouts and then kind of get you ready to know what we're going to do.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about the camps too, is that we cover all the bases of jump rope. So there's the single rope aspect, which is you and your own rope and all the individual skills. We also go into partner work, which can look like two people jumping with just one rope between the two of them, or even they have their own individual ropes and they're jumping in synchronization with each other. We also do double dutch. We do long rope. We play games. So if you come for the 3 days and you're not finding something for you, then you know this. You know that maybe jump rope's not your sport. It's really comprehensive.
It's nice that it is just the 3 days, right?
Right.
That's nice. And what are the hours of the camp over the break there?
Our younger group, the first through third graders, will jump in the morning from 9 to 11:30. And then we give our jumpers, our Juno jumpers, an hour break. And then in the afternoon, the fourth through 12th graders jump from 12:30 to 3:30.
What, you guys want to have lunch or something?
Yeah,
I mean, we got to work, right?
Got to get a little bit of nourishment.
Sustenance in the body.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
for
right.
sure.
And I'm a little out of commission because I'll have a baby on me the whole time. So they really have to do all the legwork.
That's nice that they're going to step up and help out. And what were the hours for the older kids again? It was noon to 3:30. Is that what you said?
12:30 to 3:30.
Okay. So 3 hours in the afternoon for the third grade and up.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Fourth grade and up.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And this is, it really is part of the sport for our Juno jumpers to learn how to teach all of these tricks too. So it's when you come in as a younger jumper, you're learning a lot of the technical skills, but as you age with the sport, you start becoming a teacher actually quite early on. So as soon as you have something that you've learned, you find yourself teaching it to kids that are a little bit less experienced.
Oh, yeah.
And that happens very quickly. Even in our camps, we'll have a lot of the little, the campies also teaching the kids around them things that they figured out. So it's a great community sport. And like I said, there's something for everybody.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like something that if you have at least a first through third grader who might want to do something in the morning for a couple of days and just see if they're interested in this, because it's not just a great activity, right? I mean, you get to meet friends and you get to like have fun with folks, but you're also exercising and you're sort of learning dexterity in terms of how to do different tricks and things like that. It sounds like you guys have a blast with this. And obviously with you know, Heath having done it since fourth grade, there must be something to it, Heath. What's the best thing about it?
I like how it's more about your own limitations rather than sports where you also have to work with a team for the majority and you build with the team. But with jump rope, it's more about how well you can improve quickly. So it's just exponential growth.
Wow, that's great. And Mila, what about you? What's your favorite thing about the Juno jumpers?
Yeah, I really like how it's more competitive towards yourself than anyone else. And like getting like a PR and like speed, everyone's kind of like cheering you on and it's really exciting.
Oh, that's fun. Cause you're trying to get faster times or the tricks are harder and you got to get better at those and all that kind of stuff. It sounds like a blast. And so this is the Juno Jumpers Winter Camp. It's for students from first grade and above. There's different times. First through third grade will be January 4th, 5th, and 6th. And it goes in the morning. And then in the afternoon is fourth grade and above, all the way through high school. Mm-hmm. And it's really been great to have Leslie, Heath, and Mila here to tell us a little bit about it. And you can find out more, and registration is all available at junojumpers.org. And oh, also, I wanted to say hi, Lou. Welcome. Welcome.
Lou's in Dreamland. We did it.
We did it. Yay. But Gunnath Cheese for being here today. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Boston.
Absolutely. Up next, events and more upcoming treats from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. This is Juno Afternoon from KTOO.
What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
Have you ever thought about running away to join the circus? It has certainly crossed the mind of 17-year-old Sophia Moon Leos Wagman. Growing up in Fairbanks, she started gymnastics when she was 3. Once she got a bit older, she started to realize the possibilities on the gym mat.
I went to a circus camp, and I found this whole new group of people who were, like, very welcoming and inspiring. And I kind of just found my path with that.
Sophia Moon is now coaching performing arts, showing her students the potential within the circus world.
I'm trying to inspire them and show them that it is possible to have a career.
Sophia was the first ever recipient of the $5,000 Connecting Circus Students Around the World tuition grant for a U.S. circus artist of color. She also volunteers her time entertaining and sharing her talents with the youth at the Fairbanks Children's Museum. Her unique skill set and determination has earned her the Spirit of Youth Dreamer Award, and she certainly has big dreams. She is currently in San Diego to attend circus school, where she will continue to hone in on her clowning, tightroping, and other circusy skills. Her dream is to encourage young gymnasts and budding performers to follow their passions.
I really hope to inspire, you know, the kids here. Trying to get out there is really hard, but showing them that it's possible is something that I think would really help.
For Spirit of Youth, I'm Alaska Teen Media Institute reporter Jordan Kell.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Your donations bring Spirit of Youth stories to the airwaves. Support for this story comes from Becky Judd.
Yeah. You're listening to Juno Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTOO, dedicated to Carolyn Hobbs Peterson. I'm your host, Boston Christopher, and time once again for the Juno Arts and Humanities Council Arts Roundup. There's a lot going on. They're in early this month because Juno Afternoon is taking its break, and so we're going to be talking about all things arts with Phil Hipshin and Rochelle Bonet from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Gunnath Cheesh, Hat-Yay-U-D for you all being here. How's it going? Wasa Iyati.
It's going good.
It's going great.
Holidays,
man.
Holidays. Well, you guys made it through, let's see, we made it through Public Market, and mm-hmm. then not too long ago, last weekend, I went to the Stuffed stocking event, which was really awesome. Mm-hmm. I spent way too much money, even though everything was only under $25, which was really great. There was a lot of local artisans there. We were able to have a little bit of a preview last week with a couple folks on the show, and that was a really great event, and I hope that keeps coming back because, you know, it's that week before and you got to get your last minute gifts and there's lots mm-hmm. of homemade stuff there. And it was a lot of stuff, man. Yeah. It was a lot of good stuff.
On the topic of spending too much money, you are in very good company right now. we are. It is a wrap on our holiday markets. But if you're still looking for some last minute gifts, our lobby shop is still open. I just bought some more stuff in there today. There's a lot of good offerings. So stop on by before the holidays if you need
a few more things.
Yeah, because yeah. I know that you have the gallery shop, and those it's open all the regular hours, mm-hmm. right? What are those hours?
It's Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then on Saturdays mm-hmm. from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Great. Okay. And that'll be all the way through. Obviously, you'll be closed on the holidays yeah. and the different things, but that's good. So, okay, well, let's get going with this arts roundup. I know there's a lot to do, and I know we want to talk a little bit about First Friday. We usually have you on the week of First Friday, mm-hmm. but we won't be here. So let's get a little bit of a preview of what's going to be happening First Friday.
Sure. Thank you. So at the Jack, we will actually have two solo exhibits opening, one by an artist from Petersburg. Her name's Ashley Lore, and another by an artist from Juneau, and his name is Charles Weiss. Ashley's exhibit is going to be a combination of digital paintings and glass on copper, and Charles' exhibit is going to feature photographs of the Juneau area. So that's going to open 4 to 7 p.m. at the Jack, and we usually like to remind folks that we have free parking at the Jack, so yeah. when you get ready to do First Friday in January, make sure to head over and take advantage of that. You know, we're still a little bit early, so we know of a few other events that are happening. Do you want to talk about Zach's show?
Sure. Zach Pease is having a show on First Friday at Drip Drop Wonder Shop, the newly opened store on Front Street. I still don't know street names. Front Street?
Yeah,
Front it's on Street. It's on Front Street.
Drip Drop Wonder Shop. We had artist Natalie on to talk about yes. the Drip Drop Wonder Shop. And Zach Pease is who?
He's a local artist. He's actually my godbrother. I grew up with him.
Oh, excellent.
In Juneau. He's out there, man. He's a cool guy.
I know who Zach Pease is. Yeah. I just wanted you to say who Zach Pease
is. So I asked him permission to describe him this way on the air before I came on today. He is a chaos goblin in the best way. And he's showing hand-painted clothes. I've seen a few of them already. They're really cool. They're really interesting. Kind of almost streetwear-ish. And then he also has an improvisational set from 4 to 9 p.m. on First Friday in January at Drip Drop Wonder Shop. Yeah.
Wow. An improvisational set? What's he going to be doing?
I believe DJing. I'm correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, wow, he's into music and art and making clothes.
No,
and
he does everything in like really cool ways.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just really excited about that space moving forward in general. I hope as many people I hope everyone was able to visit last First Friday during her opening. She transformed that space so well. Super bright, super colorful. I think it's a great presence on Front Street, and I'm just really excited to see what goes
yeah, absolutely.
In there.
Yeah. And you know, it's right where Alaska Robotics was. Mm-hmm. They're up mm-hmm. now where Foggy Mountain was, if people yeah. don't know. Wonderful places to get your last minute holiday gifts mm-hmm. as well. So that's just really great to support. I love seeing artists who've been, you know, as artist Natalie said when she was on the show, like a pop-up artist, mm-hmm. like just figuring out where to go and do things, and now having more of a space of her own, and not only for her, but for the community that she can open up to things like this for Zach and things yeah. like that. So it's just really cool to see that happening in Juneau.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm excited. And like, I think you already mentioned this. We don't have a lot of First Friday submissions in yet for the roster we usually send out. But that is still open, and the deadline to have your event included is Sunday, December 31st. So I know a lot of people yes. are preoccupied with holiday stuff and New Year's Eve stuff, but get it in before the 31st and you will be set for First Friday.
Yeah. And if you're looking for the list, you can always go mm-hmm. to jahc.org/first-friday or hit
That's
the button
correct.
On the homepage.
Yes.
And it'll take you there. When we get closer to the date, that'll mm-hmm. be First Friday, January 5th.
Right? Yes. Yeah, okay. I haven't even looked at January yet. I don't know the dates yet.
We're still struggling to get through the end of the year, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else is happening?
The next really cool thing we have coming up on February 9th, so a little bit further out, but the Clink annual fundraiser and wine tasting that we do each year. Right now, member tickets are open and they're for sale. You do have to call or visit us in person. They are not online yet. So give us a call if you're interested in getting those early seats. We have VIP tickets for $100, and VIPs get a special additional tasting with some high-end wines that I don't even know the names of. I'm not a super like up there into the weeds wine person, but I understand. I'm not a sommelier, but I understand they are very fancy. And then they also get a special commemorative wine glass.
And that's a fundraiser for the Jack.
Yes,
right?
it's a fundraiser for the Jack. We're having a silent auction, a smaller silent auction along with it, with some really cool prizes up for grabs, a brewing experience at Devil's Club. We have a couple of tickets from Alaska Seaplanes. We just got this in the other day. It's a really cool Raven's Tail weaving by Sydney Akagi that generously donated. An Eagle Crest pass, some different chef experiences, one with Nimi Phillips at Spice, which is always really popular.
Yes.
So I'm really excited about it. And then we're also having Taylor Vidic with music that evening as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good event.
Yeah. So member tickets for that are currently up $100 for VIP. Reserve table seats are $50 or for two, a couple's discount for $90. And then I think I misspoke. That's reserve tables. Mm-hmm. General admission is $30 or two for $50. And general admission is standing space, really, so you're not guaranteed seat space.
I see. Tickets. And the only way to get tickets for that now is to show up at the Jack or give you guys a call.
If you're a member.
Yes. Yeah. If you're a member.
Yes. Okay. The public tickets will go up January 1st.
And that's a good reminder that people could become a member.
Become a member.
I think some people don't realize that they can do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great. And one thing that this fundraiser benefits are our youth fine art scholarships. Mm-hmm. You know, generally we would have wearable art in February each year, but we've changed our schedule. That's going to be in September now. And we do our scholarships and grants for artists and students in April and May. Yeah. And so this fundraiser is going to help benefit that. The silent auction proceeds will all go towards that.
I see. And that's good to know, too, that wearable isn't happening until September.
Yes, we have gotten a few calls already. It is September this year. So for everyone listening, we are alternating that with Ok Rock moving forward. So it's going to be Ok Rock 1 year, wearable arts the next. And as of right now, September
is the month. That kicks off the season, which is kind of cool. The art season for the year kind of thing after the summer and everybody gets back and all that. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. What else?
So we're going to go back to January. We have a new event that we haven't done before. We're partnering with Spice Juno Indian Cuisine to bring a Bollywood dancing workshop event to the Jack.
Cool.
It's going to be on Saturday, January 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's a ticketed event and tickets are available on our website or you can call or visit us at the Jack. And basically, the way that we're envisioning it is folks will show up, they'll learn the basics of Bollywood dancing from Nimi Phillips, and then have the opportunity to put all of those skills into motion and mingle, you know, do some dancing and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds really fun.
It'll be really cool. And if you've seen A Nice Indian Boy at Perseverance, Nimi did the choreography for the really cool Bollywood dance scene in that.
It's closed now, so we can talk about it. It ends the show, and it was a really lovely piece and a lot of cool dancing. And
It was
really cool to see that. And the fact that Nimi was the choreographer for that is really cool. So that's really cool.
There will also be libations.
Yes.
So it'll be really fun. It'll be cool.
Oh, my goodness.
And one thing that we haven't put out there yet, so this is kind of a sneak peek, is we...
exclusive.
That's right. So we're going to be offering a youth session of this Bollywood dancing workshop before the 5 p.m. session. That's going to be from 12 to 2 p.m. at the Jack. It's geared towards students 10 to 18 years old. And right now we're thinking $5 or pay as you can at the door for that.
So, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great opportunity for young folks who may not want to do it with all the the bigger folks and, you know, learn a little something. That'd be kind of cool. That's really fun. Okay. Yeah. And what else?
We got to keep going. There's a lot coming up. Later in January, we have another iteration of our stress-free art night event, which if you haven't been before, it is really just open forum. Come to the Jack, pay as you can, open donation. Mm-hmm. We provide materials and you can let loose and do what you want to do with them. The theme on January 24th is painting. So I'm going to be there. It's going to be very fun.
It was very popular last year, too.
Yeah.
It was, I think, our most attended stress-free art night. Yeah.
It's really exciting for me because I'm still on my first round of everything. So I'm still seeing all of this for the first time.
That's true. Because you started in March.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see who shows up and what people produce. It's always great to see fresh creative minds be born.
Wow. Well, that's great. I mean, there's so much happening. And I think that the best way for folks to do it as we wrap up is to hit the JAHC.org website. All the things are usually listed there. They're usually on the front page if they're front and center or happening very soon. If not, there's an events tab. You can hit that and you can see everything that's going on. You can look at the calendar and all the stuff that might be coming up, not just at the JAC, but around the community. The JAC hosts a really lovely community calendar. Is there one last thing you wanted to mention?
I just remembered Sparkle Sweater Swingin' Solstice, not at the JAC, but at... Red Dog, right? On December 22nd, live holiday jazz show, Tim Powers, Luke Will, Taylor Vidic, Clay Good. Yeah. I think I'm forgetting.
Yeah, Taylor's going to be on the show this Friday give us a little preview of that. So
amazing.
Thanks so much for being here, y'all.
Thank you, as always.
Rochelle and Phil from the Jack. That's going to do it for today's Juno Afternoon. Have a tremendous Tuesday. On tomorrow's show, we'll have a special preview of a Mardi Gras New Year's Eve party. It's a masquerade murder mystery. Plus, we'll have a holiday check-ins with the Juno Public Library, the Juno Police Department, and we'll hear about the preschool open gym at Mount Jumbo, available now through January 1st. Juno Afternoon airs Tuesday through Friday at 3 p.m. right here on KTOO, Juno 104.3, and KAUK, Juno Auk Bay 91.7. Find the show online at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, where you can listen to episodes, subscribe to the podcast, offer feedback, or find out how to be a guest on the show. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. Juno Afternoon is a project of the KTOO Arts and Culture team. I'm Boston Christopher, producer and host of the program, with help today from Aaron Tripp. Thanks, and have a glorious Juno evening.